AP Radio News.
I'm Tim McGuire. Indiana Governor Mike Pence says the state legislature needs to clarify a religious protection law to eliminate what he says is a perception that businesses could use it to discriminate against gays and lesbians.
I've come to the conclusion that it would be helpful to move legislation this week that makes it clear that this law does not give businesses a right to deny services to anyone.
The measure has caused an uproar across the country, something Pence admits he never saw coming.
Was I expecting this kind of backlash? Heavens no.
The search continues for a prisoner who escaped from a Northern Virginia hospital after wrestling with a guard and taking her gun early this morning. Fairfax County Police Chief Ed Rosler says Wusson Asai then ran from the hospital.
Mr. Asai then took control of the weapon and fled the hospital dressed in a hospital gown. Allegedly, he has no shoes on.
Asai, being held on federal bank robbery charges, was hospitalized after allegedly trying to kill himself. He's now accused of stealing at least two cars at gunpoint in the Virginia suburbs of Washington. A senior U.S. official at nuclear talks with Iran says negotiations could go beyond today's deadline for an outline of an agreement. The official says work on the outline will go on, quote, if we are continuing to make progress, including into tomorrow, if it's useful to do so. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because the official was not authorized to discuss the talks by name. Six world powers and Iran face a deadline of today for a framework agreement on controlling Iran's nuclear ambitions. A final deadline for an agreement is June 30th. On Wall Street, it is a down day. The Dow is off 114. The Nasdaq has lost 26, and the S&P is down 10. This is AP Radio News. A spokesman for Nigeria's former military dictator, Muhammadu Buhari, says he has won the presidential election, but they fear tricks from the current government. AP's Michelle Fall reports voters across the country seem to be hoping he can do a better job than current president Goodluck Jonathan in the fight against the Islamic militant group Boko Haram.
General Buhari always wins the northern Muslim side. In this election, it's unprecedented. He's won votes from Christians in the southwest and some from Christians in the southeast.
The Boko Haram uprising has left some 10,000 people dead. More than 1.5 million others have been driven from their homes. A key marker, Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 20 City Home Index Price Index, rose 4.6% in January, putting more would-be home buyers out of reach. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.